Good morning, Packers fans. It's Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday. That's right. The weekend approaches. And sometimes bad is bad. Good to see everybody in the comment section. And I love that someone got the Huey Lewis reference right off the bat. John Wayne with, I think they're undisputed masterpieces, Hip to Be Square. A song so catchy, most people probably don't listen to the lyrics. Very true. Very true. Happy Friday, Kevin. How are you? Jared, morning. Hello from Mexico. What's up, Mexico? Hello from New York City. Hope you're doing well. Don't forget to like the video. Thank you, Cameron. Thank you very much. A little housekeeping in order right there off the bat. Like the video, people. Let's get up to 100 likes before the end of the video. How about that? Ryan, what's up, man? Happy Friday. Right back at you. Salud. Chris, underrated the vocals in the intro music. I know, that's the part that gets me so hype. That was literally what made me choose it. Like, when that vocal comes in, it's so good, right? I'm right there with you, man. Hello from LA. What's up, Corey? Big B's in the house. How you doing, Big B? Hope you're doing well, man. Hope you're feeling good. What's up from Indiana? I don't know, man. What's up from Indiana? How you doing, Andrew? Tony, how are you, man? Good morning from New Mexico. Another day closer to football. I know, right? Smart time marches on so slowly. As Madonna once sang. Man, we got such a long way to go. Can't believe. Got a mini camp next week. Everything's going to get blown out of proportion next week when Rodgers doesn't show up and Jordan Love will throw some checkdowns and people will freak out. And man, it's only June. Uncultured, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Morning, Nags. Last night's viewings were The Bob Newhart Show and Cheers. No, those are two fine choices, my friend. This morning's jam is Boogie Wonderland by Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's what I'm talking about. That is good stuff. Man, I did a rewatch of Cheers recently with my youngest, and we had a ball. I love that show. I'm here voluntarily. Well done. Well done indeed. Glad to hear it. Travis Smith, how you doing, man? What else we got? Hey, Aaron, thanks for doing this. You're welcome, Patterneer. Do you think the Packers will add any other additional free agents? Something will be done with Rodgers' contract when he comes back. Could that free up space to add? I mean, yes, it could. I doubt it does. I doubt it will be something significant to the point where they're able to go shopping. I mean, those are two separate issues. Rodgers' contract, obviously, is the kind of centerpiece. Everything that hangs around it, but. This idea that they're going to go acquire, I know people keep asking about KJ Wright and things like that, and I just don't see that. Maybe they find somebody who gets cut, maybe he's on the waiver wire down the line, something along those lines. Maybe they make a low-level trade, but I just don't see them making some big signing. Now, I could be totally wrong. I mean, maybe heading into camp, they look at a position. I know inside backer is the popular question, and say, all right, we need to bring in at least one more guy to compete. I'll be very surprised if that happens. Jeezy baby, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Morning from Tristan Napalum. I probably butchered that. Thanks a lot. NFL Network had Super Bowl 31 on the other night. Packers won. Again, amazing. Who do you think gets first shot at kick return? Feels like a risky move to have Amari be punt return and H-back. That's his gig, though. I mean, Matt's already said almost point blank, and Brian has intimated it as well, that he will have first crack at both. So I think that's going to be first man up as far as when they start doing team stuff. They've only been doing drill work so far in OTAs. But, I'd be surprised if it was anybody else. I mean, that's one of his skill sets. I mean, I understand people think like, oh, he could get hurt. He could get hurt on any play. To quote the great Al Pacino, you get hurt walking your doggy. It's football. He's a football player. Let him play football. Tim Neff, thanks for the super chat. Will there be a Monday Night Football tailgate party before Lions game in lot one? Oh, does the Pope wear a funny hat? You better believe it. Throw down. Didn't Tom Silverstein's article put at least a little scare in your gut as far as 2022 contracts go? No. That's Russ Ball's job, man. Y'all just freak out about the weirdest stuff. Like, is worrying going to help at all? At all? Is anything going to change if we worry about 2022's contract situation? No? Oh, that's right. No. Why would you worry about it? Man, they literally got like Russ Ball and analytics people, contract experts. That is literally their gig. Man, whatever tough decisions they have to make, they're going to have to make. And then they'll still be the Green Bay Packers and I'll still love them. I don't know. I mean, I get it. I guess that's the modern way of approaching fandom. But yeah, no. What is that from Office Space? No. Yeah, no. Why would I be scared or worried or whatever nomenclature you want to use? Uncultured, thanks again for the super chat. During the Favre divorce, the last words I said to a coworker one night were mean and vile. He died on the way home before I could apologize. Never getting sucked into the drama again, Pappies. Wow, that's intense, man. I mean, it's interesting you brought that up, though. I will say, it is interesting how, man, the sides are chosen, right? And anything you say gets parsed and dissected. And I'm not just saying as someone who has a platform in the sense of Cheesehead TV or what have you, but anybody, so, I mean, obviously I'm talking about on Twitter here, but anybody expresses any kind of sentiment as far as, you know, Rodgers or the Packers, and man, it's just off to the races. People are so emotionally invested in it. And I get it, man. I'm the same way. I'm not absolving myself here. Like, I feel myself do it. Get my back up. Get all upset. You know, get passionate about it. But to your point, man, you get sucked in by the drama. Man, that's just not worth it. It's not worth it. No doubt about that. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. What, me worry? Exactly. How many snaps do you think per game AJ Dillon will get this year? Callum, that sounds suspiciously like a fantasy football question. I've talked about this before. I think it'll be dependent on the game plan and the defense they're facing. I don't think there's going to be a set number. They'll undoubtedly have plans drawn up for both guys heading into the games, but you know, somewhat riding the hot hand will take place. Injury obviously all has a way of creeping in and making things interesting. But yeah, I mean, a target is even hard to say. I know we talked to AJ on the draft show, and he loved that Tennessee game because he got a ton of carries, and it got him into a rhythm. And I think he seems to be that type of back. You know, it's really hard to get into a rhythm as a running back when you're only getting a carry here or a carry there like he was for most of the year. I would hope they'd hover around 15 or so, because I think that would be a good mix of getting him enough carries to get him in a groove, but also leave snaps left over for your home run hitter and Aaron Jones. But we'll see. Next one's the next IG live. I don't know. Maybe after training camp. Or, I'm sorry, not training camp. OTAs. Hey, Aaron, why hasn't Amari Rodgers signed a contract yet? Is he holding out for something? No, Justin, it's just the way the world works as far as the contracts and slotting. I mean, it's slotted, so there's not a whole lot of wiggle room, but some of the language is probably being kind of finessed, as it were. But, man, it's June. Talk to me in August. If he hasn't signed by then it's an issue. But right now, it doesn't matter. Is, you know, the way contracts are now, it's like it's a huge monster story if a guy does hold out, much more so than it used to be, because so rarely if ever happens. But they'll get it done. Definitely wouldn't worry about it again. He's still at OTAs. Exactly. They could keep the touches equal between the AJs, but still hand it off to Dillon Moore, I think, or Aaron Jones, got it. I think that would be ideal. Again, I do think it's going to be dependent on the defense and the game plan. I don't think that's going to be some kind of set in stone idea. Ben Braden competing for a starting job on the O-line. Yeah, Kevin, that was a bit of a surprise, right, from Stenovich. Hey, kid was on the practice squad most of last year. I think he did get active towards the end of the season a couple times, but I mean, I haven't seen anything, so I have no idea. But yeah, that's a pretty big eye opener as far as if you're Lucas Patrick or John Runyon, those guys got some competition. So excited to get to camp and see him, you know, take some reps and get those pads on and start hitting people. Gonna have to have an eye on him. I mean, that didn't just happen. That it's not happenstance. He didn't throw that out there like willy nilly. That's legit. Steno's all business, and if he said it, that means the kid's got a legit shot at a starting job, which is crazy. And he also said at guard or tackle. So maybe he's your right tackle. That would really surprise me. But hey, a lot of ball game left. We'll see. Is today's practice open to the media? No, Big B. I don't think they have practice today, actually. It was Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Wednesday was the open practice. TKM, thanks for the super chat. When are you in the Green Bay area? Best brat outside lot one. Have a great weekend, Pappies. Well, the best brats are Corey's cousin. Makes them in this smoker. They're so good. Oh, my God. When am I in the Green Bay area? I'll be there end of July for training camp, and I'll be there for like 3 weeks. Michael, thanks for the super chat. Heard a line from the Crown. The Crown must always win. Made me think of the Packers and how it's about the organization and not one player. Yeah, pretty similar as far as making decisions in the best interest of the organization, as Brian always likes to say, and how, you know, you're moving forward or you're moving back, but it's not about the individual. It is about the organization, which I do think it's apt that you say that, because I do think that is part of what Aaron was trying to push back on in his little soliloquy to Kenny Mayne about the people building a franchise, not a building, the people. The thing that always gets me about that people thing is like, yeah, there were a lot of people making the Green Bay Packers the Green Bay Packers long before you arrived, Aaron, and there will be lots of people making the Green Bay Packers after you're gone. That's not a knock. It's just the truth. Move out of the way, Elton Jenkins. All right, Joey, relax. Overheard fake news at a bar that Rodgers to the Saints for picks and Taysom Hill coming home. Ooh, was that at closing time? Was everybody like totally in the bag? That's great. When will we get some Carry the G Garden content from Corey? That's outstanding, Michael. I have seen a video that is pretty dope, actually. But I will wait for him to reveal it. Jim, I don't know why this is so funny to me. This is great. Just randomly, Jim says, any word on Rodgers? Green Bay should move on from him. That's interesting you say that, Jim. We haven't really talked about that. I'm kidding. No, there's no word on Rodgers. He's still in Hawaii, as far as I know. And the Packers should move on from him? I disagree, but I understand that sentiment. I think they should do everything in their power to try and get him back to play for them in 2021. That is my official stance. Now, that said, if you were to move on, I'm all in on Jordan Love. In my heart of hearts, who do I believe lines up week one under center? Aaron Rodgers. What else we got? Banky has a rhubarb going. Any rhubarb going? Not that I know of, but maybe that's down the line. Remember Paul Kaufman? When can he come on the show? Of course I remember Paul Kaufman. Actually, Corey's Aunt Gert, who you've seen on Packer Transplants, ran into Paul Kaufman in Oshkosh last year or 2 years ago. Talk about rando. I love Paul Kaufman as a kid. He was one of my favorite players. That offense was insane. Chris Jackie is people. Anyone else getting sick of seeing meaningless Aaron Rodgers updates every morning? Andrew, how dare you? Are you insinuating that the content machine is generating Aaron Rodgers content without driving the narrative forward and for the sole purpose of engagement? Without true heft or meaning? Surely not. Surely you jest. Jeezy Baby, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Just watched the Rogers BFF in War Dogs yesterday. Great movie. That is a good movie. It's a very good movie. I enjoyed it. When are we going to get some Aunt Gert? That's a good question, Carol. Hopefully soon, now that everybody's vaccinated and Corey, I believe, is full-timing back in Green Bay. Got to get Aunt Gert over to the house and get some Aunt Gert content. I don't even know you guys sometimes. Brett, thanks for the super chat. Who starts for their team first, Fields, Lance, or Mac? Probably Fields. Well, no. Yeah, Lance, probably. Meanwhile, Love is soaking it up like a sponge. Well, I hope so. Do you think the don't be the problem quote from Murphy was real? I don't have any reason to doubt it. It's kind of crazy that it's out there. But if not a direct quote, the spirit of the quote is probably true, would be my guess. But I have no idea. We all create our own meaning. Jim, dude, that is deep. At this point, it really feels like Aaron Rodgers just wanted a longer vacation and some drama to keep himself entertained throughout it. I don't know. I mean, possibly. I don't even know where his headspace is, so I'm not going to, like, prescribe him an idea as far as enjoying the drama. But the wanting a longer vacation, yeah, that tracks. I could totally get that. And letting Brian Gutekunst just deal with it all in the Packers organization that he mostly loves, except for one or two people, I guess. But yeah, anything's possible. Yosh all day. There you go. Have a good weekend, all. Go Pack Go. What's up, Uncultured? Thanks a lot, man. Do I think this 12 drama makes Mike McCarthy look any better? Not really. I mean, I think people who hate on Mike are going to hate on Mike regardless of what happens. I don't think anybody who's hate, you know, for Mike McCarthy is suddenly going to watch this drama unfold between Rodgers and the organization and go, I don't know, maybe that Mike McCarthy wasn't such a bad guy. No, maybe it is. I don't know. You'd have to ask somebody who dislikes Mike McCarthy. But, you know, you guys know, if you followed me for any length of time, I think Mike, clearly things have gotten stale under Mike towards the end, but he was always a good coach. I think he got a lot of hate unnecessarily. The relationship between he and his quarterback certainly deteriorated over the years, and it was a tough spot towards the end. But yeah, I don't think anybody's changing their mind. Maybe. I don't know. But again, you'd have to ask somebody who maybe is awash in Rodgers content thinking, you know what? Mike McCarthy, not that bad. Is Red Batty disgruntled with Mark Murphy? Joey, that's outstanding. What? I'm a Jordan Love fan, but any feedback on Coward saying, yes, Joshua, I have feedback on Coward saying, Coward said it. Who cares? Move on with your life. The number of times I get people in these chats asking about something Colin Coward said is hilarious to me. Why do you give him any credence about anything regarding the Green Bay Packers? Please. Please, I beg you, if you do nothing else in this life, ignore Colin Cowherd when he talks about the Packers. I guarantee you, your life will be better. Simple request. I'm a man of simple desires, tastes, wants, needs. And right now, I need you to ignore Colin Cowherd. I need you to do it for your sanity, for your sake. Please do that for me. Plot twist, Love lights it up in preseason. We can only hope that make things fun. I mean, we'll see. Be a good time. All right, everybody. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great weekend. Talk to you soon. Go Pack Go.